You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The AFL is Australia's latest major competition to be suspended as the fallout from the ongoing global coronavirus pandemic continues. CEO Gillon McLachlan fronted media on Sunday afternoon, announcing the AFL will shut down for at least 2 months. The decision follows the latest series of drastic government measures to counter the coronavirus outbreak, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing the banning of non-essential travel and the endorsement of the states issuing their own border shutdowns, while encouraging Australians to assist as much as they're able.
The more Australians themselves assist us in this fight against the virus to protect lives and to protect livelihoods, the more and the better able we are to ensure that Australia comes out stronger on the other side.
McLachlan responding by suspending the AFL season at the completion of its round one matches on Sunday afternoon. He says the crisis threatens the very survival of the code.
The AFL industry is facing its biggest financial crisis in our history. But our key priority is to do everything possible to keep players, staff and supporters healthy and well through this pandemic. Like every organisation in the country, is to do everything that needs to be done to slow the spread of this virus.
In a phone hookup of club officials, the AFL said no matches would be played before June, but it is known that that timeframe could be significantly pushed back. There remains a commitment to play the remaining 144 matches of the 2020 season, which was last week reduced to a 17-game per team fixture. The AFLW season has also been left in limbo at the preliminary final stage, with the decision made for no premiership to be awarded in 2020. A decision was reached shortly after Carlton defeated the Brisbane Lions to secure the final preliminary final berth. North Melbourne, Fremantle and Melbourne were the other teams to make the final four. Meanwhile, the NRL released a statement Sunday afternoon pledging the code will continue for the time being. ARL Chairman Peter Verlandis said it was the Australian Rugby League Commission's intention to proceed with the competition until there is advice from government to shut down matches. He says the league continues to do all it can to play on.
We've self-isolated our players. We're minimising all the risks and they're probably safer playing than not playing, because if they went about their daily lives, there's probably more risk of them passing it on to other people.
Round two matches proceeded without spectators over the weekend, with the Broncos, Raiders, Sea Eagles, Storm, Knights and Eels registering wins. A decision is yet to be made on the A-League's immediate future, with the competition continuing for the time being. Brisbane Roar defeated Newcastle Jets over the weekend, while Sydney FC and the Western Sydney Wanderers played out a one-all draw. Melbourne Victory and Wellington Phoenix's matches were postponed, with both teams still in isolation after returning to Australia from New Zealand last weekend. Sydney FC sits 8 points clear at the top of the A-League ladder. Melbourne City completed a perfect season in the W League, defeating Sydney FC 1-0 in Saturday's grand final to go through 2020 undefeated. City captain Steph Catley, playing in her sixth grand final, scored the winning goal 15 minutes into the decider. Her teammate Kaya Simon said the triumph provided a welcome distraction.
Definitely makes all those tough times all the more worthwhile, being here, being with my teammates, celebrating success and lifting that trophy.
Calls for the Tokyo Olympics to be delayed are getting louder by the day. Sports governing bodies from the US and the UK are joining the call for the Summer Games to be cancelled or postponed. Athletes are also saying they shouldn't be going ahead. US President Donald Trump even making comment on the issue.
The job that Japan has done on that venue is incredible. So, I mean, there are options, obviously, including delay and maybe delay for next year, but that's totally up to them. We'll see what they do.
The governing body of US Athletics has called for the game's postponement, releasing a statement saying, "We certainly understand the ramifications of this request, but moving forward in light of the current global situation would not be in the best interest of our athletes." USA Swimming also made a formal request to the US Olympic Committee to prioritise the health of athletes and the public by cancelling the Games. United States Olympic Committee CEO Sarah Hirschland responding by encouraging athletes to continue to prepare as best they can for the Games' scheduled start.
We're also asking athletes, if it is available to them in a safe environment and in an appropriate environment based on local health official guidance, to continue to do what they can to prepare themselves for competition.
The International Olympic Committee has pressed on during the health crisis, maintaining the Games will go ahead as planned. Outside the US, UK Athletics and the Colombian Olympic Committee have also called for postponement. Swimming Australia believes with training centres shut down in Italy, Germany, France and the Netherlands, the competition just won't be fair. Despite this, the Australian Olympic Committee says it will continue with preparations unless told otherwise. But some are taking matters into their own hands. Basketball star Andrew Bogut has already decided he won't be going to Tokyo, regardless of the official decision.
You'd be silly to, you know, to go over there and go through airports and all that kind of stuff. For me, right now, I have no interest doing it.
According to reports in the UK, the English Premier League is tentatively targeting a resumption on June 1. The hope is to complete the season over 6 weeks before making an August start to the 2020-21 campaign. The plan is described as a best-case scenario aimed at mitigating the heavy losses clubs are sustaining as they continue to pay wages while football remains shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The situation in European football grew even more dire over the weekend with the death of former Real Madrid president Lorenzo Sanz after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He was 76. In Italy, Juventus forward Paulo Dybala is the third and highest profile player at the Serie A club to test positive. With their own competition having been suspended since March 10, Italian football clubs, players and fans have raised millions of dollars to support the country's stretched health system amid the devastating coronavirus outbreak. A number of clubs have helped deliver emergency supplies of rubber gloves, face masks and hand sanitizer, while clubs and players have also started campaigns to raise public awareness and fundraising initiatives. First team players and staff at Inter Milan have raised more than $900,000 to donate to the public health system. The COVID-19 death toll in Italy overtook that of China last week, clouding Serie A's stated intention of resuming the league behind closed doors on May the 2nd. Just a few hundred people witnessed the Gay Waterhouse trained Farnan win the Golden Slipper at Rose Hill on Saturday.
It's Farnan a half in front away game and Farnan another one for Gay Waterhouse.
Waterhouse wasn't at the track to collect her seventh Golden Slipper, which took her tally past that of her late father, Tommy Smith. Former Winx jockey Hugh Bowman rode the star colt in the $3.5 million race. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.